good edit. Gritty and grounded conversations with Jewish women. My name is Rebecca Davis, and I'm a journalist, writer, and your host. The Good Edit is a space for us, the next generation of Jewish women, to give voice to our stories. Together, we'll delve into the journeys that have shaped us, the adversity we've overcome, and go deep on the things so often left unsaid. These are good stories, inspiring good, elevating and empowering us to live courageously and on purpose. So, this is us, bold yet vulnerable, unfiltered and gloriously imperfect, loud and proud, claiming our own space. Our good edit. So you may notice that this episode is a slight bit late than what we would normally release. And I'm going to be really honest as to the reason why. I fell asleep. I'm not joking. I fell asleep. And I want to talk about that because I feel like so often, and it's a theme that's come up in the podcast episodes as well, this kind of glorification of busy. And here we are, late December. It's been a hell of a year. It's been a hell of 2 years, honestly. And we're all pretty tired. And I had every intention yesterday to begin recording this last episode. Before I did, I thought I'm just going to have a little lay down on my bed. And 12 hours later, I woke up. And 12 hours for me is pretty substantial. I'm kind of more of a 6 to 7 hours kind of gal. And so I think that kind of tells you everything you need to know. So yeah, I'm tired. And I know I'm not the only one. But one other little thing that has contributed to that, which is actually quite a nice piece of exciting news. And if you already follow on my socials, you'll already know this. But I have recently started a new full-time job, and that is at Mamma Mia, which I'm really excited about. You know, Mamma Mia has been a part of my daily ritual. And to write for them as senior news and features writer is honestly a dream come true. But it has been a whirlwind. And it's been a whirlwind. I had training in Sydney, which was amazing to meet the team and to get to know everyone. But, you know, it's first of all, I realized it's been quite a while since I've been the new kid on the block. So that's kind of that's a lot. And then post lockdown, meeting people. I mean, is this something that we're all struggling with? Because I feel like it might be in the couple parties that I have been to, which felt like a major undertaking, just talking to other people. I mean, I was super overwhelmed the first social gathering I went to, which had like 20 people. And I thought it was just me that was finding it massively difficult to have a conversation. And after about an hour and a half, I was completely exhausted. And my partner and I abruptly left. So yeah, it's as exciting as this new chapter has been, it's been really full on as well. And so the reason why I'm sharing about really how tired I've been is because I don't believe that I'm alone in feeling like that. And in all of our conversations on The Good Edit, we talk not just our stories, but we talk behind the gloss. It's a place for these really honest and gritty conversations. That's what The Good Edit is, and that's what it will continue to be moving forward. So while we're wrapping on season one, I'm really excited to share that we will be back for season two next year. I will be taking a few months off, but we will be back with more conversations, and I'm looking forward to getting to know you all more as well through a variety of different ways, which I will also be sharing next year. You know, reflecting on the journey that's been. So the first episode of The Good Edit launched on the 19th of September. And at that time, here in Melbourne, we were in the thick of lockdown. And now we're on the other side of that. And I feel like over these last few months, we've really gone on a journey together. I love that these episodes have been a pillar in the week for many of you to come back to each other as a touchstone, and to still feel some sort of sense of community at a time when we've been really divided and siloed. So that brings me so much nachas. And it also fills me with excitement for the potential of what this space can be. at the moment, there's so many of you talking to me, and I hope that we can grow this into a place where we can talk to each other more. That would be my hope and dream. And as you know, The Good Edit, yes, it is a place to give visibility and voice to our stories as Jewish women, for the next generation of Jewish women. But the way in which those conversations are framed, it's not just telling our stories, it's telling our stories for all their grit and all their realness. And that's what I hope that we continue to do more with each other, is just to tell it how it is. Even though we're having a little break between seasons, I'm still here. And you can always still reach out. You can always still DM me on Instagram. But before I sign off for the final time for this year, I want to say a few thank yous, firstly and foremostly, to you for being with me on this and for getting behind me and for getting behind this idea and really backing it and sharing it with your friends and sharing it on social media and telling me how much it means to you. I also really want to acknowledge two people who have been behind me the whole way throughout my moments of self-doubt, and that is, of course, my mum, Lucille, and a huge shout out to my partner, Saul Muscatel. You may hear him as the name at the end of the episode, who is our editor and our sound engineer, but Saul is the unseen face who is with me every single week, making these episodes sound as amazing as what they do. He's a mensch and we love him. So big shout out to Saul. And I also need to give a massive thank you to the guests, the many guests that said yes when I approached them, that have been so candid and so vulnerable and so awesome, really, in sharing their stories with all of us. And we've touched on some huge themes in the 12 episodes that we've had. And I'm forever grateful to them for bearing their souls with us. So I hope that these episodes have filled you with a little bit of inspiration. I know these last few months particularly have been a difficult time. And I want to acknowledge that they still are for a lot of us. And that's okay. I think as we're coming into the end of the year, there's pressure for what our goals and what our aims are for the next year and trying to figure that out. And I hope that in you listening to these episodes, or perhaps even re-listening to these episodes, that beyond just hearing our stories, there are some nuggets of gold that will help you on your way and help you figure out what's next for you. And that's a wrap for 2021, season one of The Good Edit. Thank you again for joining me, and I look forward to being in your ears again next year.